This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. You can count it at every fall. Doctors beg the public to get a flu shot. It might not be a big deal to an adult, but for a kid, that needle can be intimidating. I recently found the story of a girl, a vaccine, a letter, and an unexpected response. 2 years ago, Nora Murphy was a third grader in Homewood, and she did not want to get a flu shot.
Well, I had never had a flu shot before, so I was pretty nervous.
That's because Nora had only had the flu mist, which can be taken through the nose. But that year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended against the flu mist because it wasn't very effective. Nora would have to receive the dreaded flu shot. So she wrote a letter.
Dear Public Health Department, I am a student, and I think that one of your ideas will not keep kids from getting sick.
In a handwritten letter on a single sheet of lined paper, Nora argued kids would be scared of the flu shot and not want to get it at all, and therefore more kids would get sick.
It would be very kind of you to just write a letter to parents, doctors, and teachers saying that kids are now eligible for the flu mist. Your friend, who cares a lot, Nora Murphy.
She wasn't sure about sending it. She was just 8 years old. But after encouragement from her mom, they dropped it in the mail. It landed on the desk of this guy.
My name is Mark Wilson. I'm the health officer for Jefferson County and the head of the Jefferson County Department of Health.
Have you ever gotten a letter like this before?
Not quite like this. No, I have not.
Dr. Wilson says he was impressed, not only because of Nora's age, but because she signed it, "Your friend, who cares a lot."
She wasn't just thinking about herself, I think. I think she was also thinking about other kids and whether she can make a difference.
What did you think about her argument?
She had a very sound argument. You know, if you can give the same thing in a mist form, you know, a little squirt up the nose, then why would you give a shot to children and inflict pain on them? It's a perfectly logical question.
Dr. Wilson says he always tries to answer personal letters. He especially wanted to answer this one.
Dear Nora, thank you for your letter to our health department about the flu shot. I think you are right.
He wrote, kids would prefer the flu mist, but unfortunately, it doesn't work as well. Maybe scientists will come up with a better mist. In the meantime, we have to give the shot. And he told her this, don't ever stop caring about others.
Sincerely yours, Mark E. Wilson, MD, the doctor in charge of the health department.
I didn't really know what to think at first. I didn't think I would ever get a response, but as soon as I read it, I was pretty excited. Just that what I had written mattered in a way.
Dr. Wilson says so often health departments quote statistics or issue dire warnings. It's important to remember people are affected on a personal level. Nora Murphy says somehow the letter made vaccines seem less scary. And when she did get the shot, she wasn't as nervous.
Have you written any other public officials or your congressman or any of that?
Not yet.
So there are plans.
Mm-hmm.
All right, public leaders, you've been warned. You can read Nora and Dr. Wilson's letters at our website, WBHM.org. And kids, the CDC changed its recommendation this year and says a new flu mist is an option, but the flu shot is still recommended as the first choice. You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham.